right, so I'm joined here on the line by Mike Owen Sebagenzi, the candidate for Quebec Solidaire in this fall's upcoming provincial elections. Mike, how's it going?
Doing good, Caleb. How you doing?
Oh, not so bad, not so bad. So, who is Mike Owen Sebagenzi? Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Of course. Well, I'm a young student from here, from Pontiac, Elmer. I grew up here since 2012, but I'm actually an immigrant from Burundian parent who immigrated in Canada in 2001. So I'm a new arrival, and I currently doing some studies at Sherbrooke, but I came back in the region for the provincial election because I think there are some important issues that need to be addressed by a new vision in politics.
And is this your first foray into politics at all? Have you been involved previously as a volunteer or something like that?
I've been involved as a volunteer, but it's my first election as a candidate.
And what was that process like? What was your thought process going into it?
Well, as we've seen during the pandemic, there's been a lot of polarization and a government that's been playing on fear and identitarian issues, and I think that's not the way politics should be done. So I made my foray into politics as a candidate because we believe, me and my team, that we can bring a new vision. That was the main motivator.
Sorry, just to backtrack a second there. What are you studying there at university?
Political science.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Awesome. And as far as Quebec Solidaire, why did you choose them?
Well, it's the party regarding the platform with the best solutions to problems we're facing right now. Regarding climate change, it's the most ambitious, therefore the most pragmatic. Regarding the economy, it proposes solutions to have an economy that functions for everybody, leaving no one behind. And regarding social services, it proposes better, more accessible social services directed by different regionalities, which I believe is very important for our writing, which has a different issue than Montreal or Quebec.
Yeah, can you go into a little bit more about some aspects of the platform that you think will be attractive to people in the Pontiac specifically?
Yeah, I'm thinking basically healthcare. That's going to be the main issue. So because as you know, the new hospital has been built in Hull, which leaves people in Elmer with little services. And regarding the rural region, we have an hospital in Shawville, but it's already overloaded, especially regarding urgent care, because people go there for anything because there's a lack of family doctor. So regarding the platform, we're proposing CLSs, so service centers built in specific neighborhoods so that people can have preventative care accessible, where they can see a doctor or nurses for their health issues without having to overload emergency care at the hospital. So that's first. And second, we're proposing a new way to address health services for our elders. So we're proposing to have at-home care. We've seen recently with the CHSLDs, they're not a durable way of doing things. And with a growing elder population here in the riding, we need to have the forward-thinking way to address future issues.
So the CAQ government here has been in power for the last 4 years. This is the first time they've actually held a majority there in Parliament. So what are your thoughts on how they've governed the province over the last 4 years?
I think they've benefited from filled coffers from the previous government, and they've certainly held the promises on some part. I'll give them that. However, regarding a lot of cultural issues, they've been playing onto fear and some insecurities from the Quebecers to stay in power. Because when you look at healthcare services, when you look at education, when you look at the economy, when you look at structural, integral part of what a government should do, they haven't been hitting the mark as a government should, and they've been coping with that by playing on immigration issues, cultural issues, language issues, Bill 21, Bill 96, and they've been playing in a way that lets them get away with not addressing healthcare issues in a sustainable way, not address environmental issues in a sustainable way. They're doing politics in a way that I would say by sondage, so by polling. They see what's going to keep them there when they go about that. There's no true vision. There's no true solutions. There's no integral part of doing politics with them. And that's why I think we should choose a better way to do things for the next 4 years.
And two of their major pieces of legislation that they brought in over the last 4 years, one was Bill 21 there with religious symbols, and also Bill 96, which is a big issue here in the Pontiac, yeah, as we have a sizable population of Anglophones as well. Mm-hmm. And it's Quebec Solidaire, from what I understand, did actually vote for the bill, but they did have some specific objections to certain aspects of Bill 96. Could you talk a little bit about the bill and whether or not, or what aspects of it you support and what you don't?
Of course. Protecting French, I think, is important in Quebec. It's what makes us Quebecers. So that we agree on the bill, and there's hundreds of articles in it. So a lot of them are about protecting French in companies, in the private sector, and also in the public sector. So that was a major part of the bill that is good. I will also say that a part of the bill that I agree with is how it encourages education in Quebec for Anglophones in two major ways. So first of all, it gives financial support to people outside of Quebec and Canada to come here and study in our universities. So I believe that's great. And it also gives priority to Anglophones speakers at the collegial level in English colleges. So if we think about the Heritage College, before Francophone and Anglophone had equal, I would say, priority on waiting lists, but now we're going to prioritize Anglophone speakers for English colleges. That I believe is a good way to protect Anglophone speakers' rights. But the bill has major issues. We're talking about the 6 months delay before you need to comply with French services from the government if you're a new arrival. If you're a new arrival, that's completely unapplicable in the real world. People, workers and professionals will tell you that's not going to be possible, and that's going to be very bad for new arrivals. That's going to contribute to systemic racism. There's nothing in the bill regarding indigenous people. That's also a problem with this government. It has done nothing historically pretty bad for indigenous people regarding their protection for their languages. And another part of the bill that I would say I do not agree on, it's the way it has been presented, the way it has been put forward. It has been presented as something to fight against Louisianization, as François Legault says, but that's not an issue. That's not what's happening. And French should be protected, yes, but mainly encouraged. And it can be done in multiple ways, mainly by encouraging culture here. So these are three aspects of the bill I majorly disagree on.
And we had talked a little bit about the CAQ government, who has been in power for the last 4 years, but in the Pontiac riding specifically, it's been pretty much a liberal stronghold, yeah, since its creation there. Our current MNA there, Andre Fortin, has been around for two terms. He's looking for a third here. What would your assessment be on his time in office, or I guess his parties as well?
Andre Fortin, as an individual, is a good politician. I mean, he expresses himself well. He does generally good work in Parliament. The issue isn't with him; it's with the party and what they've done under the Couillard administration and Dominique Anglade's leadership. I believe they're not a good way to defend our interests here in Pontiac. When we're looking at the Liberal, their centralization of the healthcare systems was their fault through the Barrette reform. And they've done a lot of austerity measures under Couillard, which has sacked our public infrastructure. You're thinking education, we're thinking healthcare, we're thinking a lot of things that are crucial to our communities here in Pontiac. And Dominique Anglade's leadership, she hasn't been able to give a clear vision for the Liberal Party, and we can see it in the candidates defending them. They only have, I believe, 62, 63 candidates as of right now, one month before going into election. And for a party that hopes to form government, that's barely enough. As you know, you need 63 deputy out of 125 in Parliament to form government, and they can't even muster up a majority for the Parliament, much less the 125 deputies, a candidate they're going to need for each riding. So it seems the Liberal Party isn't a legitimate option to really face the CAQ.
And as far as Quebec's Solidaire stance goes on sovereignty, they are a sovereignist party there as well. I don't know how much the idea has a purchase here in the Outaouais region, given our proximity to Ottawa, the number of Anglophones, and that kind of thing. So, for one, would you say that sovereignty is a popular issue or a political plank here? And two, how would you go about pitching your party stance on sovereignty to someone that might be skeptical?
Of course. So I believe sovereignty isn't an issue here in Ottawa. Let's be transparent about that, first of all. But I'll be honest, I am a sovereignist, and the party is. The thing is that on the 3rd of October, we're not voting on the independence of Quebec. We're voting on issues of government. We're voting on healthcare. We're voting on education. We're voting on immigration. We're voting for the next government and all that entails. I believe a sovereignty movement shouldn't be based in a party. We've seen what happens when that is done through the Parti Québécois, and we can see in the polling how they fared. So I believe that should be left to civil society, to organizations like We Québec, that are great if you want to be a sovereignist and fight for that through other ways than parliament. But for me, as a candidate for Québec Solidaire, I'm going to put forward issues that I believe will matter for the next 4 years, which at the moment doesn't seem to be sovereignty. And anyway, sovereignty can be fought through other means, like food sovereignty or autonomous or more autonomous, I would say, handling of the economy or institution compared to Canada. So there's no, I'm basically, the 3rd of October isn't a referendum, it's an election for a next government, and sovereignty should be a civil fight, not a parliament fight.
Mike, I want to thank you for your time here. This has been a great conversation. I'm going to give you the last word here if you want to tell people where they can find you over the summer here and what you have planned here coming for the election itself.
Well, thank you, Caleb, for your time. People, basically, you can find me online. I'm on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Just type Michael and Sebagenzi and you'll find me. And if you want to meet me IRL, well, we're doing events with Québec Solidaire and our volunteer work, so you can meet me there. And I'll be at the Elmer Marché every Sunday till the election. So if you want to see me on a Sunday afternoon, come by and I'll be happy to talk to you about any issue you want.